I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And you didn't do it yesterday, so.
Let's kick it.
Kick is Annie.
If there's a problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Kick is Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Growing on me.
It's not. Yeah, like fungus on your toe.
Well, that's the kind of person I am, so like it fits.
All right. Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Tracy's from Abington. Good morning, Tracy.
Hi, good morning.
Tracy schedules surgeries for South Shore Hospital. Is that right?
No way.
Yes.
All right.
I was born there.
So there's one. My two daughters.
Love it.
You ever mix anybody up?
No. Nope.
Just checking.
Tracy, will you kick Annie out of the studio, please?
Annie, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck, Tracy.
I feel like that's one of those things you do it once and you don't work there anymore.
Right.
You know,
yeah. All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Annie. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Annie is now over there in that soundproof studio and she can't hear any of these questions. Halsey got Band-Aids tattooed on her knees and she said, and I quote, "Got my entire kneecap tattooed, so now I'm officially not afraid of anything." What is Halsey's real first name? Is it Ashley, Haley, or Madison?
Ashley.
Question number two. Lil Nas X's Old Town Road is officially the longest-running Billboard number one in Hot 100 history. In the song, Lil Nas X sings that he's been in the valley. You ain't been up off blank.
Oh, God. I hate that song. I can't think of it.
Question number three. This week in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. Anderson played Lisa on Home Improvement. Which actor was the lead of that sitcom?
Tim Allen.
Question number four. Post Malone says his new album is finished. After a three-day marathon recording session, what is the name of his song, Sway Lee, that was featured in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Sunflower.
Such a good album.
Great movie, too.
Oh, fantastic. Question number five. Hilary Swank is 45 today. She won a Best Actress Oscar for which movie where she played a boxer?
Oh, Million Dollar Baby.
All right, let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
Annie down here. Tracy was not playing around.
Yeah, she moved those. She's going to be upset she got that one wrong. All right, welcome back, Annie.
Thank you.
Tracy got 4 out of 5.
Go
correct.
Ahead, Tracy.
These are tough.
She's got surgeries to schedule. She moves quick.
You ready?
Yep.
I know.
Halsey got Band-Aids tattooed on her knee, and she said, and I quote, "Got my entire kneecap tattooed, so now I'm officially not afraid of anything." What is her real first name? Is it Ashley, Halsey, Haley, or Madison?
Ashley.
Yes, that's right. What is that? Anagram?
Anagram, yeah.
Title one, question number two. Lil Nas X's Old Town Road is officially the longest running Billboard number one in Hot 100 history. In the song, Lil Nas X sings that he's been in the valley. You ain't been up off blank.
The Porsche. That Porsche. What is it?
Up off the porch.
Oh, I thought it was Porsche.
Oh.
No lie.
The valley, the porch.
I've been on a horse. You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch.
There it is, Dan. There
Thank
it
you,
is.
Little Nas Dan.
You're welcome.
Tied to one, question number three. This week in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. Anderson played Lisa on Home Improvement. Which actor was the lead of that sitcom?
Of Home Improvement?
Yeah.
Tim Allen.
Tied at two, question number four. Post Malone says his new album is finished after a three-day marathon recording session. What is the name of his song with Sway Lee that was in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Sunflower.
Yes. And when he says three-day marathon recording session, he means three-day bender.
Same thing. He's an artist.
You leave him alone.
Tied at three, question number five. Hilary Swank, 45 today. She won a Best Actress Oscar for which movie where she played a boxer?
Million Dollar Baby.
Yes, that is.
Oh.
All right. So we end up in a 4-4 tie, which means Annie gets the win. Tracy, you don't get the cash, but I do have some tickets for you. The World Music and Wine Festival is happening August 7th at the Cape Cod Melody Tent. You can buy tickets at melodytent.org, but you're going absolutely free, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My wife heard about this. She's like, wine festival? I'm in. Yes. All right. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
I'm Tracy from Abington, and I can't ace Annie. But I could tie her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy's actually out today, which means instead of Can't Be Kennedy, we play Can't Ace Annie. We just got a text from somebody who listens to the show. They're like, really? That's what you're calling it? Like,
what's wrong with it?
I don't know. What did they say? They said, Can't Ace Annie? Seriously? Got to be able to come up with something better than that.
No, you're new to the show? That's pretty much our bar.
There yeah, it is.
Very, very low.
Yo, Boston. And
I'm sorry.
Let's kick it.
So bad.
Can't Ace Annie.
I just love to watch Annie dance to it.
She's the only one.
If there's a problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't Ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't Ace Annie.
More painful each and every time. Can't Be Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Tammy's from Oxford. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, everybody.
Tammy is 35 weeks pregnant.
Oh, Tammy, Mazel I'm tov. So sorry.
Hey, congratulations.
Wow, that's not the right reaction.
No, it's just so hot, and I can't imagine being pregnant right now.
Mm. It's a hot summer, but it's good.
But I'm happy for you.
All right, you're having a little boy. When is he due?
September 2nd.
All right, very cool.
Dan is a great name for a boy.
I was going to say, if you have a little boy, Annie is a wonderful name. Will you kick Annie out of the studio, please?
Annie, can you please leave the studio?
Yeah, I'm going to go cry. Good luck, Tammy.
Don't let him see you sweat, Annie.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, you're going to win yourself $100 cash. Again, you tie, you lose. And Annie is now out of the studio over in that soundproof booth. Question number one. Voice actress Russie Taylor died on Friday at the age of 75. She's been Disney's voice of Minnie Mouse since 1986. Now, in Disney, Goofy is a talking dog that walks upright. There's another dog Disney character, but this one doesn't walk or talk. Who is it?
Pluto.
Question number two, Meatloaf settled a copyright beef over his 1993 hit song. In the song, there's a question. Meatloaf says he will do anything for love, but he won't do blank.
But I won't do that.
Question number three, Terry Crews, 51 years old today. Which NY Cop sitcom is he currently on?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
All right. Question number four, today's National Cheesecake Day. Which popular sitcom character whose long-running show ended earlier this year was a waitress at the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, Penny from the Big Bang Theory.
Question number five, Melissa McCarthy is going to be on Kimmel tonight. She is the front runner to play which character in the upcoming live-action Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
Let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
That's pretty damn good, 35 weeks pregnant.
Annie down here.
There you go. Yeah, that is pretty good. Is this your first?
It is.
Oh, that is fun. That is fun.
We have different definitions of fun, for sure. But.
Tammy got 4 out of 5, Annie.
Yay, go Tammy.
These are
no
tough.
Pregnancy
you ready?
Brain for you.
Question number one. Voice actress Russie Taylor died on Friday at the age of 75. She's been Disney's voice of Minnie Mouse since 1986. Now, in Disney, Goofy is a talking dog and walks upright, but there is another Disney dog character. This one doesn't walk upright or talk. Who is it?
Another dog in Disney. Pluto?
Tied to one. Question number two. Meatloaf settled a copyright beef over his 1993 hit song. Meatloaf says he will do anything for love, but he won't do blank.
That.
You were so serious. That.
Tied
to two. Question number three. Terry Crews is 51 today. Which New York cop sitcom is he currently on?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Terry Crews is a national treasure.
I love him more than I've ever loved someone in my life.
Did I see he got married recently?
I feel like Terry's been married.
No, there was some sort of ceremony. I saw him. Somebody that I know was there.
Oh.
And Stevie Wonder performed. It was amazing. Maybe it was... Maybe they, you know, had a ceremony to celebrate an anniversary or something.
But
all I know
their
is he doesn't look how 51-year-olds are supposed to look.
No, he does not.
Oh, this is true, right? Oh, thanks.
He sets a wrong bar. That's not fair.
And I are the same age.
Sorry.
Oof. 3-2. Question number four. Today's National Cheesecake Day, Annie.
Yep.
Which popular sitcom character whose long-running show ended earlier this year was a waitress at the Cheesecake Factory?
What's the character's name?
Yeah.
Or the show?
Yeah.
Is it Penny? From the Big Bang Theory?
That is correct. 4-3. Question number 5. Melissa McCarthy is going to be on Kimmel tonight, and she is the front runner to play which character in the upcoming live-action Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
Ursula is correct. Annie Dow here.
That's me.
Annie gets the win. Tammy, 5-4. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have some concert tickets. Khalid is going to be at the TD Garden on August 10th, and you have a pair of those shows. Or
awesome.
A pair of tickets for that show. Yeah, that'll be fun when you're
60,000 weeks pregnant.
I actually was hoping to win them for my best friend. So.
Oh, well, that was
She needed that $100 for formula, Annie. We're taking food right out of the mouth of babes.
Tammy, I will babysit anytime you want, girl. For free. I'll do it.
Hey, BJ's is your friend. That's all I'm saying when it comes to formula and diapers. BJ's is your friend. All right, Tammy, what do you want to say to Annie before you head out?
My name is Tammy from Oxford, and I can't ace Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yo, Boston, and let's kick it. Can't ace Annie. If there's a problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it. Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Kebby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kylie's from Abington. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning.
So you've played Campy Kennedy before, and you beat Kennedy, right?
I did.
Ooh
Kylie.
All right. Well, you go ahead and kick Annie out of the studio.
Annie, could you please leave the studio?
Kennedy.
And good luck, Kylie.
Kennedy. Together they form Voltron.
Kennedy Kane, one of my all-time favorite bands. Girl groups. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie. You win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Yes.
Annie is now in the soundproof studio. She can't hear any of the questions that are about to happen. Question number 1. Denise Richards is joining the reboot to Beverly Hills 90210. Who is Richards' first husband that she shares her two children with?
Charlie Sheen.
Question number 2. Retired Patriots star Rob Gronkowski has purchased a Miami condo for just under $2 million. It has 5 bedrooms and beach views. Of course, if you bought that in Boston, it would be $12 million and wouldn't even include parking. What is Rob Gronkowski's number?
Oh, man. That's awful. I don't know that. I'm just going to guess. 17.
Question number 3. It was 15 years ago today when Harold and Kumar went to White Castle. True or false? There is not a White Castle location in Massachusetts. True or false?
True.
Question number 4. Lawrence Fishburne turning 58 today. Who did he play in The Matrix?
I don't know.
Question number 5. Kevin Bacon is going to be on Fallon tonight. Naming the popular Kevin Bacon movie from 1990 where natives of a small isolated town have to defend themselves from underground creatures. That is a deep, deep pull there, Dan.
Really, Dan?
Yeah, really, Dan?
What do you guys have against Kevin Bacon?
I was going to say, I was going to say Footloose.
Right, yeah, that's the one. All right, let's get Annie back.
Wait, I know what Gronkowski is now. It's 87, not 17, but too late.
Too late.
Annie Dow here.
All right, welcome back, Annie.
Yo.
Annie's gonna kill me.
I think I want to give her that one.
I don't. That was way late.
Yeah, it was way late though. But it was before Annie.
But I had the 7.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna give it to her.
You just I can't make up your own rules to this thing.
That's true. I do make up my own rules. All right, Kylie got 3 out of 5 correct.
Go ahead, Kylie.
Annie, these are very difficult. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Hang on 1 second. I got a little computer issue here. still not working, huh? Okay. Wow, that's weird. All right, I'm just going to have to do it this way. Sorry, guys. Sometimes the computer acts weird. Question number 1. Denise Richards is joining the reboot to Beverly Hills 90210. Who is Richards' first husband that she shares her two children with?
Charlie Sheen.
That is correct. Tied to 1. Question number 2. Retired Patriots star Rob Gronkowski has purchased a Miami condo for a little under $2 million. What number was he with the Patriots?
87.
Tied to 2. Question number 3. It was 15 years ago today when Harold and Kumar went to White Castle. True or false? There is not a White Castle location in Massachusetts. True or false?
True.
And believe me and all my 15-year-old stoner friends checked when that movie came out. We were like, we got to go to White Castle, dude. Then we looked it up. We're like, no, we don't.
That's far, bro.
3-3. Question number 4. Lawrence Fishburne turning 58 today. Who did he play in The Matrix?
I've never seen The Matrix.
No.
The space guy.
Take the red pill and I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes,
The Matrix
Annie.
Isn't about space.
I know, but I wanted to make it about space.
Morpheus was
of
the
course,
correct
Morpheus.
Answer. Tied at 3. Question number 5. Kevin Bacon is going to be on Fallon tonight. Name the popular Kevin Bacon movie from 1990 where natives of a small, isolated town have to defend themselves from underground creatures.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know about popular, Dan.
I don't need to stop hating.
I'm not just saying.
Solid film.
Popular Kevin Bacon movie where he has to... underground creatures. I'm going to go with Footloose.
Right. Dances with Wolves.
Oh my God, that's what I said too.
No, that is incorrect. It is actually the movie Tremors.
Yeah, y'all have never seen Tremors?
I don't know.
Did you never watch AMC once? It was on all the time.
Well, Kevin Bacon had to protect the town from, or whatever, save
well,
it with dance.
He saved the town with dance.
So that's the same.
All right. Annie, you still get the win with the 3-3 tie over Kylie. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, Kylie, but I do have 4 tickets to Canopy Lake Park, where all the fun is. Canopy is a place to be with thrill rides and water rides, games and more. And now with a brand new water park featuring twisty water slides, a tidal river, and private cabanas, you enjoy those Canopy Lake Park tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
I'm Kylie from Edmonton, and I can't ace Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.